Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin. Want to do me a favor? See your little volume slider? Just bump it up so it's even with my little volume slider. Yep. Perfect.
Boom.
And then, yes, nailed it.
Nice. Look at me. I'm like a professional.
Yeah.
Professional.
Did I do the Welcome to the Loud Neighbors part?
Yep.
Okay. Colin, it's been a couple weeks. Feels like it's been a year.
I mean, yeah, it's just been 2 weeks.
But it feels like it's been forever because so much has happened in the intervening time.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin with all of the media I have consumed.
Uh-oh, like what?
Movies, video games,
mm.
Lots of professional wrestling.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll start with wrestling because that's fresh.
Okay.
So I got access, let's say, to the TNT streaming website,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I could catch up on mm-hmm. AEW.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what's weird about it?
What?
It's a wrestling show, right?
Sure.
So what's the last thing you'd ever expect to happen on it?
It to be good.
Other than, I mean, not even that. I mean,
because most of them are just not good.
Colin, it's got wrestling on it?
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched a wrestling show that was just about, like, wrestling?
I mean, I don't understand. There's no, like, storylines?
There is, but they're generally told through wrestling matches.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that was fucking Impact with the whole, what's-his-face, the... Deleted.
But like serious wrestling matches, like good wrestling matches.
Are you saying that wasn't serious?
Yes.
What a waste. Good. What a waste of a gimmick.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That angers me still, Trevor. Fuck.
It's so fucking good. Like, yeah, there's still promos. Jericho has funny vignettes and talks massive shit.
Yeah.
And he's the youngest AEW champion in history at 48 years old.
The youngest. Because he's the only?
Yes.
That's funny.
He's fantastic. It's so good. It's such a good show.
I mean, he's the GOAT, so.
But it's not just him. It's like they made Jake Hager a badass.
Yeah.
Instead of just coming out. Did you know he's like 6'7"?
Yeah.
And a monster?
Yes.
But on WWF, he's just like, we the people, and he sucked dick.
It's because Vince McMahon sucks.
He's like scarier than Brock Lesnar on AEW. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, I don't know about scarier, but like...
Like, he's a real deal. It's crazy. It's crazy, like,
yeah.
They managed to turn people like, oh, that guy, oh, he's the real deal now. Oh, it turns out good booking and writing can make people...
Well, yeah.
Good and entertaining.
Yeah.
And to put on a 2-hour show that not only did I want to watch an episode of, I watched 6 episodes of it over 3 days.
Nice.
And I didn't get tired of it. I want to watch more.
Vince McMahon needs to just retire.
Yeah, right?
Retire.
Yeah, into the sun. It's so good. And so then they had their next big pay-per-view was last night. So I went over to my buddy's house at midnight to watch it. And it was so fucking good. Every match. It was fucking good, man. The official main event was Cody Rhodes versus Chris Jericho for the AEW title. Went like 20 minutes or maybe more, maybe a half hour. I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. They have time limits, so like it matters how long things last because they can draw out. God damn it. Fuck this shit. I'm done. It was so fucking good, though. The whole match was great. Cody Rhodes was bleeding all over the fucking place. He did a suicide.
As a Rhodes do?
Yes. So they did one of the, you know how sometimes they'll have a ramp that goes right up to the edge of the ring? They had one of those, and Cody Rhodes does like a suicide dive over the top rope, and Jericho steps out of the way, so he just fucking face plants onto the diamond plate and just his fucking gashes his forehead open.
Now.
So he's bleeding all over his shit the whole match. Jericho slapped him into the fucking evilest looking lion tamer I've ever seen. It was great.
Hmm.
And then they had an unsanctioned match after the main event between Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega that might be the most violent death match I've ever seen.
Most violent death match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most violent death match.
Yes.
I mean,
have you ever seen a guy get stabbed with an awl in a wrestling match?
No, some get stabbed with an actual knife, though.
Yeah.
Because homicide exists.
Yeah.
Just say, not homicide, New Jack, sorry. Yeah.
He stabbed him with an awl in the face.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't, like, I realized somebody got stabbed once, but this fucking shit, dude, I've never seen violence like this on a television.
Yeah.
Like, this shit was worse than Stranglemania. Yeah. Than everything that happened in that whole 2 hours of Stranglemania.
I mean, the whole Stranglemania was just, I mean, which one? It was just Cactus Sack and fucking, what's the fucking so drunk at, Terry Funk.
At one point, he pulls out a bag that you assume is going to be thumbtacks, because it's always thumbtacks, and it was shards of broken glass.
Be better if it was caltrops.
That he then smashed up into sharper shards of glass and coated the entire ring in shards of broken glass that they then proceeded to wrestle in for 20 minutes. This match lasted almost an hour. It lasted 45 fucking minutes of, like, every 2 minutes them pulling out some new fucking violence or barbed wire bat or broom or glass shards to cut between each other's fingers with, or a fucking awl or this giant fucking cot mattress spring.
You know wrestling's fake, right?
Yeah. I do. Fake. But fuck, man. It was fucking savage.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, at a point, I'm like, well, okay, you guys, you know this is fake, right? You're kind of, this is a, there's a, once he pulled out the fucking awl, I'm like, well, you can't just stab a guy with an awl. Okay? An awl is just a,
I know what an awl okay. is.
For our fans, it's just a long spike. Looks like a screwdriver with just a spiked end. And he's just like fucking Kenny Omega is just like cutting his name into his head with it or something. I don't know. He's just fucking piercing it into this forehead. I'm like, you guys, you need to relax a little bit. We're all here to have fun. I don't want to see you literally dragging a man through glass.
I mean,
just fucking backdropping him and then grabbing his legs and dragging him through glass.
It's all gimmick.
Oh, and then they did a thing I've literally never seen in a match before in my life. Moxley gets out of the ring, cuts off all the ring apron straps, and then pulls the mat back, and they wrestled like the last 10 minutes of the match on just the bare wood underneath the wrestling mat.
Weird.
Yeah. It was fucked.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool to see how wrestling rings are built, though. It's just a bunch of fucking 2x4s of pine under there that they're just being slammed onto now and fucking DDT'd into. It was brutal. It was fucking savage. The whole show was really good, though. It was a great pay-per-view. If you like wrestling at all and are sick of Vince's shit, check out AEW. It's
I mean, Vince is the best.
It's that good.
He's really good at that.
I mean,
that booking thing. He finally made Bray Wyatt champion, so there's that.
There is that.
Like,
that's exciting.
About goddamn time for that.
But
it should have happened 3 years ago.
But it's okay, because they're going to feed him to Brock Lesnar at the end of the month.
I kind of hope he fucking murders Brock Lesnar.
Not going to happen.
I know.
That's why they put Adam Cole in that match. So neither of those two guys has to eat the pin.
I don't even know who Adam Cole is.
Exactly. He's the NXT champion.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a triple threat non-title matchup with all the titles.
Why?
But they put Adam Cole in there because you can't have either of those two guys eat the pin. It's a stupid match to have. But they had to put somebody in there who like can lose to those two monsters and it doesn't hurt them that much.
Or, you know, just have Brock Lesnar lose to some fucking mythological.
Nope.
So dumb. Your ear pad's about to fall off that bitch.
Yeah, I know. It's been like that for a while.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
Quit destroying your headphones.
These are the same headphones that I destroyed like 2 years ago, buddy.
What's wrong with you? Everything.
Yeah.
Clearly. Vince McMahon needs to just fucking... Yeah,
the big feud on Raw right now is Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio Jr.
Well, and Kane Velasquez. Cause
this man, no, it's just Rey Jr. now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he beat Kane Velasquez
already.
Well,
I know.
So Rey Jr. came out and hit Brock with a lead pipe, and now he's...
And I know why that actually happened, apparently.
Why?
Well, Kane's knees actually fucked up, and they didn't want him in the ring for more than 2 minutes.
That makes sense.
Because, you know.
But... Yeah, so you have all these young, amazing talent like Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but Brock Lesnar.
Cesaro.
Yeah, but Brock Lesnar.
Fucking Ethan Carter III, who you're not using at all.
Brock Lesnar. Rusev. Well, I mean, fuck, they brought Bobby Lashley back and buried the shit out of him.
Well, at least he's back.
Having him dress
now.
Up as his sisters. That was a dumb.
So they have all these great talent. That was and Brock Lesnar, I'm fine with. The problem is, why is Brock Lesnar feuding with Ray Jr., who was not good 20 years ago, no matter what anybody thinks, and is now too fat to even do any of his flippy
to
shit?
To sell this shit to the fucking Mexican market.
They have Andrade. Isn't Andrade? Oh, is he? Andrade's Middle Eastern, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I don't. Well, I mean, he's probably actually. Wait, he's probably Mexican. He might be booked as, billed as fucking being Middle Eastern.
Well, they have. Yeah, Andrade's. Well, I think Andrade's Mexican.
No, he's
I
Canadian. Ali Let's is, face it. Right. They're all Canadian.
I think Andrade's Mexican. I think Ali is Middle Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they have other fucking. Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
But
they
none
have
of
Ricochet.
Them, yes, but none of them have the name that Rey Mysterio does. The dude is a fucking literal legend down there.
Yeah.
I know. So is Ricochet. He's terrible. I mean, yeah, he's popular. He's not Rey Mysterio Jr.
No, he's good. That's the difference.
Yeah,
he's
I understand.
Good.
Look, I understand. I'm not arguing this. That matters fucking not,
He's
though.
Better than Rey Jr. ever was.
Yes, I know.
Ugh.
Ricochet's fucking amazing.
Man.
He's fan. You know, I had a conversation with a guy who was... He was bitching about how all the people in wrestling today are just like wimpy little dudes. And yeah. He misses the Jack steroid monsters of the 80s. I'm like, yeah, right. But they sucked. Mm. Like, almost all of them were awful. Like, the Ultimate Warrior wasn't good.
You know...
He was fun to watch.
I'm going
to
say this.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't good, but Ultimate Warrior is way better than I thought. I recently went
still
on...
Still not good.
When was the last time you watched some Ultimate Warrior matches?
I mean, it's been a while, but...
So I've had this picture in my head as Ultimate Warrior being just, as the wrestling say, the drizzling shits. Like I'm talking like David Flair tier garbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to go watch some Ultimate Warrior matches and see if he's actually as bad as
Wait,
I
did
think.
You just insult David Flair? He's amazing.
Exactly.
Greatest wrestler of all time.
Turns out Ultimate Warrior could actually go in the ring.
I mean.
When he wasn't just a big, fat, ego-driven guy just no-selling. Like, I watched a match with him and Ravishing Rick Rude that was really, really good. And he was getting, like, selling.
But was it good
over.
Because of him or because he was with Ravishing Rick Rude?
I mean,
it was
that
actually
helps.
Good.
That helps. But, like, he held his own.
Yeah.
Like, he was fine. Yeah.
That's fair.
The Hogan, him and Hogan's match is actually not as bad as I remember it.
Was it the one where they just grabbed hands and fucking played Mercy?
For the first like few minutes, yes, that's all it is. But it actually turns into a pretty good match after
yeah,
that.
I'm
it's,
sure.
It's not bad.
You know what we should do?
Watch old wrestling all
yeah,
the time?
Yes. Like specifically, like see if we can get any people interested to come over and have, like we do with the few pay-per-views, but
okay.
Let's do old WrestleManias or old Survivor Series
yes.
Or something.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
I'm equally as excited about this idea, so I understand why you're knocking things over.
Yeah.
100% I'm in.
All right. Because me and Ronnie used to do that. We'd go and rent fucking old tapes from
yes.
Blockbuster.
I've done that myself.
Yep.
And now I have every single wrestling pay-per-view ever made at my fingertips. So.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I don't need your password for that.
Okay.
Again.
I'll have to figure out what it is. So.
I mean, I would never do that.
Bear with me.
That's fine.
Yeah. So wrestling.
Yeah.
There's a wrestling show that's pretty goddamn good and worth checking out.
Have you seen the shit they put on the AEW After Dark? What the fuck is the deal with that? What is that?
It's basically their Sunday Night Heat, I guess.
No, oh, okay.
Would be the best comparison. They record their dark matches and turn them into a show, which is actually really smart. Because like, well, why waste all this footage?
Right.
If we can make a second show out of it to throw up on YouTube
mm-hmm.
to get the people we're not getting on
okay.
TV.
All
so
right, that's fair.
Yeah. So I watched a bunch of that as well. So I watched. All of their fucking six big shows and two or three of the fucking After Darks.
Nice. I watched something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked about this the last time we were on the podcast. I don't think I did. I watched the movie Trainwreck. Did I talk about this?
No, I think you told me over Messenger. I don't think you talked about it on the show.
I watched the movie Trainwreck because I really like John Cena.
So.
It was a $2.50 movie. I'm like, yeah.
It was still an hour and a half of, why do you do this to yourself?
Because before we even get into the movie. I do this for the people. This is for you guys out there.
You keep saying that, but I think...
It is.
I think in real life, you actually like Adam Sandler movies, and you just pretend that you don't, so you look cool.
I like
on
old
here.
Adam Sandler movies.
But why do you keep watching new Adam Sandler movies?
I can't help
movies?
It, because I'm like, maybe he'll have a funny one. Maybe.
No, he won't.
And I know. He hasn't yet.
And you know who definitely will never have a funny one?
Amy Schumer.
Amy
I understand
fucking
this.
Schumer.
Well, she was the basically the only part of that movie that was just unbearable. Most of it was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't because of her. Like, any line she had, I'm just like,
I bet every line is just about her pussy and having things in it.
I mean, there was some similar toned things in there. John Cena was fucking great, though.
You could have just watched his scenes on the internet like everybody else.
I could have, but the dude that was... I don't know what you'd say. The tall, skinny dude, the taller, skinny dude from the new It movie.
Okay.
I can't remember which one he is. He has a glass. He's the comedian guy.
Oh, Trash Mouth Richie.
Yeah. Okay. He's in it.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Sure.
Like,
good actor.
He's her counterpart in that movie.
Got it.
I laughed. I didn't like, you know.
You know, this is like going to be released to fives of people that are all going to know now.
I know, they're going to make fun of me for watching Train. I watched it because John Cena's in it.
Uh-huh.
I have to support John Cena.
Sure.
But
Colin.
She's awful.
Are you just going to come out of it now as Amy Schumer's number one super fan?
No.
It's okay, buddy.
No.
Let us all in on your dark secret that you actually...
She's really gross.
She's not funny at all.
Well, she's not funny, but she's just also... Ugh.
Like, she just looks sticky.
Yes. Yes.
She looks like she smells like milk.
Old milk.
Yeah.
Ugh. God. I don't get that.
Fuck.
Somebody got her pregnant. You know that?
Yeah. Well.
Just goes to show you that dudes will stick their weenuses in anything.
Yeah.
Some dudes anyway. Ugh. Gross.
What are you gonna do? I'd hit it.
No. Nope.
The one Maxim cover where she's like giving a blowjob to C-3PO, she looked all right.
No.
I'm in.
No, I'm good.
I wouldn't watch her movies.
Yeah, I mean, you should.
I would definitely not ever do that.
That's the way you should get your Amy Schumer content, is by watching all of her movies. Look, man, it's like... I want to watch movies that are, I don't know.
Not good. I get it.
No, I want to watch funny comedies, but there's just not that many of them.
Is this my fault? Is this because I made you watch so many bad movies that now you think bad movies are all that there are and you're trying to find...
Good some, movies?
You're trying to find worse movies than the ones I make you watch?
I'm not trying to. I just keep doing it. I did rewatch a movie, though, the other night.
I think the last good comedy, Super Troopers 2, was all right. Like, worth one watch.
I still hadn't seen that.
I wouldn't go out of your... I mean, it's better than Trainwreck. So if you see it for $3, it's worth fucking a laugh. But, yeah, other than...
It wasn't like the original?
I mean, it tried to be, but how can you recapture that? That movie is one of the funniest fucking comedy movies in my lifetime.
God, that's so weird, fucking watching comedies, especially old ones. And like, some of them are just not good.
Well, yeah. But they were probably never good.
Oh, people thought they were good.
Yeah, but...
Again, like I brought up Caddyshack. That's not a good movie.
I need to go rewatch that one.
It's not. It's just...
I believe you.
Like the Animal House movies.
Animal House is not good at all.
People fucking love them, though.
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
But shit that was actually funny, like Airplane... is still funny. Airplane is still one of the funniest fucking movies ever made.
Yeah.
And like even 30, 40 years later, I can still, every time I watch it, I still find a joke I missed somewhere in a fucking scene.
Well, I mean, pretty much every Mel Brooks movie.
Right.
Is still fucking funny.
In like they're timeless.
Yeah.
Except for fucking, I don't think Men in Tights was ever that good.
I enjoy it.
That's fine. It's fine to enjoy it. It's fine. It's not like Trainwreck or an Adam Sandler film.
No.
But
well, it was definitely at the end of his
in the pantheon of Mel Brooks movies. It's definitely the second worst.
It was the twilight of his career.
Yeah,
you know,
it's better than Dracula Dead and Loving It.
It's better than The Producers.
You know, I've
not a big fan of it.
Sat down and watched The Producers all the way through. It's
better than Silent Movie.
I've only seen Silent Movie once when I was like 15 years old, and I don't remember it at all.
I wouldn't say it's his second worst, but yeah.
History of the World Part One is an underappreciated gem in my opinion.
I don't know how that's underappreciated. See, that's the thing. I grew up with my dad who loved all those movies, so none of them were underappreciated in my eyes.
I just mean everybody talks about Spaceballs. Everybody talks about Blazing Saddles.
See that? Well, that's another thing. A lot of people didn't like Spaceballs.
Yeah,
because it was making fun of Star Wars,
right?
And people who like Star Wars like it way too much, it turns out.
Well, there's
even though
that.
None of them have ever been good ever.
Yeah.
They've all been terrible, awful, bad movies, and if you like them, you're an idiot.
I'm glad you're coming around to my line of thinking on them. I still like them, but I'm an idiot, so it doesn't hurt my feelings.
I rewatched a movie because I was like, yeah, I should watch that again and see what I think. Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Watch it. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original movie. By the Coen brothers.
I don't know.
Fucking phenomenal.
All right.
Why
didn't you open with that? Jesus.
It's a collection of short stories, basically. But god damn, it's so fucking good.
I'm about...
The only story in it I don't like is probably the very last one, which is... It's not bad. It's just out of place for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
But...
I'm probably 10 or 15 years behind on Coen brothers movies, and I really need to catch up. Like, I haven't seen Burn After Reading or Men Who Stare at Goats
Men Who Stare at Goats is pretty good.
I think the last fucking one of their movies I watched.
Burn After Reading was, I didn't realize those are Coen brother movies. Yeah. Huh.
I think the last one of their movies I've watched was, the one where they just made The Odyssey. I can't remember what it's called. It's got George Clooney in it.
I mean,
and they're like, on the run, fucking John Goodman's got a bit part in it as the Cyclops. Hmm. It's like a modernish, like Depression era retelling of the Odyssey.
Hmm. I'm not familiar with that.
I cannot remember what it's called. You've probably seen it, but
yeah, Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely do.
I need to just go find a fucking Coen Brothers collection, pick it up, and just watch through them all.
Yeah. They did what? Fargo?
Yep. Raising Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of other shit. Like, if I started listing off fucking Coen brothers movies, you'd be like, oh yeah, everything they do is fucking good.
It's good shit. There are some of those fucking movie creators out there that are like that. You know.
All their shit is weird, but
like
good.
Uwe Boll?
Yes. Uwe Boll, the auteur. Uwe Boll. I
just like that he's self-aware.
Yeah, 100%.
It's great.
Well, what happened was he found out the German government would give him money to make bad movies, and he's like, well, then I'm just going to do this.
Right. Why wouldn't you?
They're just going to give me money to do this, and I don't even have to try?
You still have to watch the fucking... talk about that like once a year. The fucking Expendables movies.
Yeah, I really, really do need to do that.
You should do that.
I did watch a movie you told me to watch.
What's
that? That fucking Quiet Place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good. Yeah. It's all right.
It was enjoyable. Like, I don't really like... I guess it's more suspense than scary.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. I do like some of those movies.
I got to a point in it where I'm like, when they got to the waterfall and they're like, oh, they can't hear you by the waterfall. Why didn't you just move to the waterfall then, dipshits? Yeah. Just build a small shelter at the waterfall if you can do that. And then after that, I'm like, oh, wait, just put a bunch of foam on the walls. How hard is that?
Maybe they don't have foam.
Look, they went to the grocery store. Yeah. Which means they could have just got all the eggshell cartons and lined the inside of the basement with eggshell cartons, and it would have been soundproof.
I mean, it wouldn't have been soundproof.
It would have been pretty damn close.
I mean, it wouldn't
have. So.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered because it would have flooded anyway, so.
Well, there's that. I don't know. I did enjoy it, but, some points of it, I'm just like, well, come on, guys.
Well, look.
But yeah, but it's a horror movie. What are you going to do? They're all stupid. That's the point. It was very good, though. Nice and violent.
I like Jim Halpert. He's pretty good.
He was all right in it.
He's pretty good. Pretty good actor. Decent guy.
But yeah, so I finally watched that. It was good. It was decent.
Nice.
And then I watched a couple of other horror movies I didn't completely hate. I watched
horror movies.
I watched one called It Follows.
Yeah.
That was about, so somebody is basically cursed and a thing and an entity, I guess, just follows you. And so like, you'll go to like, say we're here and then you'll just see somebody walking through the yard straight towards us and it'll just look like a person, maybe someone, you know, maybe someone you don't. And then if it gets to you, it'll kill you. But so like, then they run away from it and then they'll be somewhere else. And like a couple hours later, it'll just be walking slowly toward them, staring straight at them. And then you have to bang somebody to pass it on to somebody else. And then it'll start following them until it kills them. And then it'll start following you again. So it's a pretty blatant analogy about STDs, but it was fucking creepy as shit. The fucking thing just following them, like randomly, you'll see it in the back of scenes, just fucking walking towards them. That was a good one. And then I watched Get Out.
Yeah.
Which I liked while I was watching it.
Yeah.
But upon reflection,
that's the Key and Peele movie, or the
Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah.
He's
the short one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It didn't.
I thought it looked good. But
it was. It was really good. It was really well made. But it kind of, I think it kind of ignored its own logic and was building up to one thing and then was another thing. And then some of the events don't really make sense to the thing it ended up being. Mm. I don't want to spoil it in case anybody hasn't seen it.
Gotcha.
But it was really well done and really creepy. And I kind of want to watch his Twilight Zone series because that's definitely a guy I would like to see in charge of the Twilight Zone. Because this movie felt like a 2-hour episode of Twilight Zone, I guess. Like, not like heart-curdling scary, but kind of weird and creepy in the way that old Twilight Zone was. But it was fun. Yeah. And then I had Extra Life last weekend.
Extra Life.
I made $1,000 for my Extra Life.
Nice.
Then fucking Sean comes on. Big Dick Sean comes on and makes $1,500 and shows
Holy
me up.
Shit.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, buddy. Good for you.
Well, he knows actual people.
Yeah. Well, also, I think he's been streaming for a year, so I think he actually got a bunch of donations from stream fans and shit.
Yeah, because by the time it was done, he was behind you by like $30.
Yeah.
And because I donated to you, and then I donated what I donated to him to him.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I can't, you know.
I need to donate to him still, too, because he donated to me, and I meant to donate back, but I've been fucking piss-ass broke.
Yeah.
But I plan to donate to him probably this week. But yeah, he did great. But yeah, I did over $1,000, so I shaved my head and my beard, and I look awesome.
Oh my God, put it away.
I kept a mustache. I look like Dick Masterson on the Dr. Phil show. It's dope.
But it's more like Dick Fatsterson.
Fuck you, dude. Did you see my comparison
pictures
from 2016 to now?
I did. Good for you.
I'm a skinny fuck.
I mean,
I'm a slender reed over here.
I mean, you know.
I'm comparatively a skeleton man.
There you go.
Compared to what a fat fucking chubby dump of fuck I was 3 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I was a big boy.
Yeah, you are. You're probably over 300 then, huh?
No, I was about 285.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I played a couple good games on there. Played a game called Guacamelee that is probably the most fun new game I played.
I own that.
You should check it out. Do you like Metroid style?
They're fine. I planned on getting... So the reason I got that is because I was in GameStop one day for random reasons.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of Steelbook editions of indie games.
Ooh.
And Guacamelee was one of them.
That's
so
neat.
I got a Steelbook. I got that, Awesome Knots, and there's like two or three others I got. All right.
Yeah, you should check out Guacamelee. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as hardcore as some things like Hollow Knight or whatever, which are those type of games, but hardcore as shit.
Ugh.
Guacamelee is a little more...
I don't like the hardcore types of games. It's like there's too many of them. Like, I want to enjoy getting through a game, not beat my face against it.
Guacamelee is pretty... it gets kind of really fucking hard towards the end where I'm at, but also it was like midnight, so maybe I was falling asleep.
It's kind of like when I bought and then promptly returned that Cuphead game.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was like, I love everything about this game in concept.
Except and playing it.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And like, it's fine if a game's difficult, but give me a fucking curve.
Right.
Don't just be like, it's going to be really fucking hard already. Like Super Meat Boy is a great example of a game that gets fucking difficult.
Yeah.
But it isn't hard.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. This is not that. This is fine. Guacamelee starts off smooth and it increases difficulty as the game goes on.
As game should. Systems.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nice, weird, like, kind of Dia de los Muertos fucking aesthetic to it.
Yeah.
You're a luchador going through Mexican cities and fighting skeletos from the land of the dead.
Nice.
It's fun.
I'm actually kind of going out looking for, I want a wireless mouse and keyboard so I can play some games at my couch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't know. That's what I went to the mart for. I was like, I should see if they have anything. And they had one I liked, but they didn't have any in stock. I'm like, well, that's fucking...
Yeah, that's lame.
That's pointless.
When I played Doom 2016, and it's bad.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a bad game.
Doom games were never really good.
Yeah, and this one wasn't either. I don't know. Like, it was getting Game of the Year awards and constant praise, really. And everybody's
Is it pretty?
Oh, it looks great, but it's, you know, it's Bethesda. It's going to look pretty, but... guess what it was?
What?
It was a fucking Doom game.
Yeah.
Turns out they just made a new Doom game.
Oh.
So I guess if you hated Doom in 1994 because it was a boring fucking game where nothing interesting happened.
You shoot a bunch of monsters.
Yeah, that's it. Monsters walk towards you and you fucking just hold down the trigger and point at them. Yeah. And it's like...
I never got that.
It's like a really pretty version of like the dumbest fucking arcade phone games where you just like tap on things as they come at the screen and then like...
You know what's funny about that?
Good.
That you mentioned that is I was playing, or not playing, I was on my phone and an ad came up for a fucking game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there really are no good mobile games. Like there's some...
Tetris. That's it.
There's a mobile Tetris?
Of course. There's a mobile Tetris on every single phone ever made, literally.
Huh. I don't know why I've never looked for that. Like, I mean, that would be fine because you're not
Tetris.
You're not reinventing the wheel there.
I had Tetris on flip phones, like, in 2005.
Yeah, I do remember doing that. But it's like I find these bullet wall shooter games, which is basically exactly what you're fucking talking about.
Yeah.
And they're never good. It's always the same level, and they just add more enemies. Like,
that's basically what this felt like to me.
It's fine to kill time for, you know, a little while, and then you're just like, well.
I killed an hour of extra life with it, and I'm like, this is fucking boring, and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Why does everybody love this fucking game? Yeah. I don't get it. You don't do anything. You don't, I don't know.
I will say, though. I fucking loved Unreal Tournament 2000.
I don't understand why.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, but it wasn't good multiplayer, especially when Halo... Fun. Oh, I guess Halo wasn't out for another year.
No, fuck no.
I never liked Unreal Tournament or that kind of arena shooter. Yeah, I never thought they were fun or good.
Actually, the best Unreal Tournament was the one on fucking Dreamcast. Dreamcast and PlayStation 2.
Wrong,
no, it's not, because it had one game that was a domination and it was just a fucking blast.
Yeah, but on Dreamcast, that means you're playing it with one fucking joystick. How did you even control that shit game?
It's easy.
I'm waiting for you to describe to me movement in a game with one joystick.
Well, I'm thinking about it and I didn't play it on the Dreamcast. I played it on the PS2. Okay. But it was out on the Dreamcast.
I would love to know how that game controls on Dream. Do you just use fucking the buttons to turn and look?
Yeah, probably shoulder buttons.
Or do you
buttons.
Just, oh my God.
What? That sounds great.
And then mash X to shoot? Fuck that.
I honestly don't know.
Like Doom 64?
Ugh. Anything 64 is bad. Everything 64 is bad because the controller is terrible.
There are four good games on there.
The big penis controller. Blast Corps is one of them.
No, it's not.
It is.
No. Nope. All four of the good games have wrestlers in them. And they're perfect. They're the only good wrestling games ever.
Somebody did a list. I don't remember what. I think it was Cultaholic did a list of the best wrestling games ever.
If those weren't number 4, 3, 2, and 1, they were a dumb list for dumb people.
I can't remember. One of those was definitely number one.
All right. I mean, obvious.
And it was one of those things they're like, well, of course this was going to be number one. We just, you know.
Yeah. Of course it was, because those games are fucking incredible still. Like, I break out my Nintendo 64 and play them every couple of years still, and they are still just as good.
Have you seen any videos on the new WWE game?
Yeah. It's a shit show.
Like, these were all the WWE 2K games have been bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's been fucking awful.
They've been bad since they were called SmackDown. They were always bad.
But this one's worse.
Yeah.
This one is broke. Well, it's not even the same company making it.
Well, yeah. It's the same it's the same publisher.
Different developer.
Yeah. But the same engine. So they gave this shit broken engine, the shitty broken 10-year-old engine that even the people who built the engine can't get to work most of the time, to a new studio. And they're like, good luck.
Well, they had to release the game.
Yeah.
Get it out. Get it out on time.
There's a rumor that AEW is
The other wrestling games come out to compete against it. Like, I don't fucking get it.
There's a rumor that AEW is trying to get the old Aki team together to make them a wrestling game.
Really?
God, that'd be so fucking awesome.
Or it'd be terrible.
Those two. They made one more game after all those.
What if they just can't make that game on anything but the Nintendo 64?
They made it on the Dreamcast, on the GameCube. It was called Def Jam Vendetta, and it's fucking perfect.
Yeah, well, what if they can't make it on anything but a Nintendo system?
Well, then,
but not just the Switch.
Then they should just put it out on the GameCube, and I'll buy it there. I got a list here of Coen Brothers movies for you. Blood Simple and Crime Wave, I've not heard of.
Nope.
Raising Arizona,
yep.
Miller's Crossing,
nope.
Barton Fink, haven't seen it. Nope. The Hudsucker Proxy.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Joel Coen, Ethan Coen, and Sam Raimi wrote it. Hmm. You'd like Hudsucker Proxy. It's weird and fun. Fargo.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah. I'm not, I mean, it's fine. I never got the cult following it.
I think it's really fun. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is the movie I was trying to think of earlier.
Yeah.
And that's the last one I've seen. So from there we have The Man Who Wasn't There, which I've not seen. Intolerable Cruelty, which I have not seen. The Lady Killers, which I believe had the guy from Big in it.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, thank Jesus. You. No Country for Old Men.
I want to watch that.
Me too. Burn After Reading.
Seen that.
Serious Man, the True Grit remake.
I have not watched that. I didn't know that was Coen Brothers.
Yeah.
True Grit was a good movie, the original with John Wayne.
Yeah. Bunch of stuff I haven't heard of. Bridge of Spies, Hail Caesar, Suburbicon, and then Ballad of Buster Scruggs is their most recent.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've done some prolific work, as they say. Yeah, that pretty much sums up what I did this week. Watched movies, watched wrestling, played video games. If you want to go in and donate to my Extra Life after the fact, it's bit.ly/frostyel, bit.ly/frostyel. I'm only 500 away from Sean, that son of a bitch, coming in and stealing my thunder.
Fucking Sean.
I am like, that is awesome though. Good for him. Like, he just fucking murdered it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially since like the first whole day, you basically couldn't donate because their fucking Extra Life servers were down. It was crazy.
DDoSed or something.
Yeah.
Huh. Crazy.
Yup.
Crazy.
So you got anything? You got any stories? You got anything fun?
I don't know. I'm going out of town this week for work.
Yeah? Where are you going?
Norfolk, Nebraska.
Oh.
I'm not real excited about it.
Sounds like it'll be fun.
I mean, I guess.
Sounds like a fun time.
We're going to somebody's house to install like 9 TVs.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot of TVs.
Yeah. Well, they got a big system put in 10, 12 years ago or something, and all their TVs need updating. So.
All right. Fair enough.
Which just means carrying and pulling down a lot of TVs.
Yeah.
Suck. New TVs are great. They're super light.
Yeah.
Old TVs are fucking heavy.
I know. I have a lot of old TVs.
No. You don't even understand. Mm. So, like, there was a company called Runco, and they made these fucking plasma TVs, which were a good 300 pounds a piece.
Sure. My buddy Spence had a 32-inch Trinitron HD tube television.
Yeah.
Like glass.
I'm pretty sure the Runco's way more.
Really?
And they're fucking outrageous. Yeah. So those Trinitrons, we used to sell them when I worked at Sears, and they came on stands that matched them exactly all the way down. They had straps on the back that you had to buckle them in.
Yeah.
Because they're so fucking heavy. The 36-inch was the fucking worst, though.
Yeah.
I think that thing was over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was like...
I mean, it had to be.
I remember putting one up on a stand with one of the guys we worked with, and we were like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
Why does this exist? Why does anybody need this?
Right. Especially because, like, why does this exist when fucking micro projectors and flat panels are already being released? Why would you make this television?
Because they could.
Yeah. They looked beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah. They were great looking TVs.
Stunning looking. HD tube TVs were beautiful televisions.
Yep. There was one I wanted for a long time. It was made by Hitachi. I think it was a Hitachi. Hitachi or Toshiba, one of those. It was Hitachi, totally Hitachi. 36 inches, a 4:3 ratio screen.
Oh, jeez.
But it had a fucking, it was the first TV I ever saw with a fucking VGA input on it. And I'm like, I fucking need this television.
Sure.
It was just too expensive for me. So I got the 27-inch Panasonic that wasn't HD instead.
Oh, what a loser.
Yeah.
What a nerdy loser.
That's the one that died on me. And then I let it sit on my bedroom floor for a year and it just came back to it, regenerated itself.
That's how TVs work.
Yeah, it did.
I believe you.
It was ridiculous. It worked for another like fucking 8 years after that. It was awesome.
Nice. Anything fun on the internet happen? Want to talk about people getting arrested for eating in public?
Oh my God.
Colin posts this video of this guy on the bar.
You should just listen to the guy.
San Francisco.
That whole state needs to go away.
Just eating a breakfast sandwich, like, on the BART platform, and this fucking cop just comes over and starts hassling him about eating a fucking sandwich. Like, you're eating! That's against the law! Like, holy fuck. This is what you signed up to be a cop for? To protect and serve
now,
the BART station from breakfast sandwiches?
One of the comments on the post, I was like, yeah, well, they voted for these fucking people to make those laws. I'm like, I mean, that's... yeah... But also, no.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Fuck.
Should just complied with them.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't get it.
It's insane to me. Also, meanwhile, there's probably people all around them literally shooting up heroin and defecating in public because it's San Francisco.
Did you see the video I posted in the Facebook group earlier?
Maybe.
It's about California.
No.
Oh, my God. It's just like a collection of clips. It starts out with California knows how to party.
Okay.
And then the music gets like, fuck it, starts slowing down while it's showing all the fucked up shit happening in California. And then it just goes to a series of news clips about, I don't know. Yeah. The homeless, the fucking fact that they found bubonic plague in LA again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, you know. Nobody can afford fucking houses.
No, but their economy's doing great.
It's not.
Economy's
great. I don't fucking get it. I got a friend who lives out there, and she was talking about looking at houses. Mm-hmm. Well, specifically looking at mobile homes, starting at $135,000.
Nice.
For a trailer.
Yeah, and that probably doesn't even include the plot of land to put it on.
And then condos are well over $250,000. I'm like,
Cullen, I just got to get rich quick scheme.
And this isn't even in like one of the big cities either.
Cullen.
What?
why has nobody done this before? Let's go buy some trailers locally for $20,000, because that's how much they are. And they're trailers, so you can drive them places.
Well,
tow them down to fucking California and sell them for massive profit.
No, I think part of it is getting a plot of land to put them on.
Oh, right.
Like, you don't own the land, but...
I know. That's same here.
Yeah. But, like, I'm assuming that getting that onto the land is more difficult than you think. Because a lot of those... trailer parks are owned by fucking large corporations.
What a shock.
Yep. So good luck with that. Because they do that.
Good job, California. That's what they do. Fucking suck.
I don't get it. I just don't get it, Trevor. And people are like, oh, vote for Liberal, vote for Democrats. It's great.
I was arguing with a dude about on Imgur who was talking.
Like, Imgur?
Yeah. Somebody's like posted this post like, why don't we just separate all the states into their own economies and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, that's. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you're a retard. But this other person's like, well, the only states that would be okay would be California and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
California would be fucking broke.
California would be fucked. They are so fucking broke. He's like, nuh-uh, they've got like this much money in Hollywood.
No, they got the seventh largest economy in the world.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all debt.
I'm like, yeah, bro, but they're billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. And I'm like, they're so fucking far in debt, they can't even pay out their taxes. He's like, well, yeah, but all these big companies just donated like $2 billion to help. I'm like, $2 billion on a $400 billion debt is a drop in the bucket. And that is going up every year exponentially.
Math is easy. Like, Trevor.
They're fucked. And if they separated us into our own economies, California would starve to death.
Oh yeah.
Within
well, they got fucking, avocado and fucking walnuts.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is here.
Fucking idiot.
Not walnuts, almonds. I just don't get it. It's you look all around the country, and I'm not a Republican by any means.
Sure.
Because I think those people are all fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But like all these liberal havens.
Republicans are too far left for me.
Yeah. All these states and cities that are, you know, very blue.
Yeah.
They're all fucking giant shitholes, Trevor.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
There's not like, nobody's like putting those together and going, This is weird. I wonder why this is like this.
Now, Louisiana sinking was George Bush's fault.
Right.
Not its decades of fucking liberal mismanagement.
Or fucking Flint, Michigan fucking right. Having bad water is apparently Trump's fault.
Right.
Even though that shit started before Trump was in office.
Yeah.
And millions of dollars have been given to that fucking city and none of it has been used to fix the water.
Imagine that.
Because it's fucking, there's all this corruption and shit running loose in that. It's great. What a great place. Let's move there.
Anyway, the point is, don't go to San Francisco.
Don't go to any of those places.
My two favorite things I've seen.
Just go to the flyover states.
My two angry things that I've seen on Facebook were that, and then like the one thing that I found entertaining. I didn't read any of his posts. But that dude who keeps posting on Kavarius's pages, like fucking...
That Mace Woods guy?
Yeah, just fucking he's
it's a
16-page diatribes that are just like barely coherent and misspelled.
Like the human Brian is an interesting thing. The what?
The human Brian. And then he keeps talking about how fucking Trump can barely read.
Barely read.
He can barely read. I'm like, brother... If you are this fucking illiterate, maybe you shouldn't be casting literacy stones, you dumb fuck.
Dude, constantly. I see that shit all the time. I'm just like,
Maybe if Trump had a Brian, he'd be able to more than barely read.
I did see this after fucking Donald Trump vowed to help. He's like, we'll help Mexico fight the fucking cartels because, you know.
Because we should.
Right.
Because they're not doing it.
And their fucking president said, no, thank you.
Well, imagine that. It's almost like he's bought and paid for by the cartels.
Right.
Weird.
And somebody says, we've been fighting your war for decades. Your help, Meridia Initiative, accounts for 2% of Mexico's security budget. Furthermore, you refuse to help Central America to deal with their economy and climate change, Mr. President. This is the result of your policies, not Mexico's.
So,
yep.
generations of Mexican cartel
yep.
exist because of things Trump has done in the last 2.5 years.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
That doesn't.
That's how that works.
Right. That's kind of what I.
Trump, actually, little known fact, Pablo Escobar is from the future. Trump traveled back in time and gave him a small startup fund for his first coke plantation.
Nice. Dude, so I saw this fucking clip of Donald Trump Jr. on The View.
Yeah.
On the 5,000. Have you seen this?
Uh-huh.
Holy fuck. That was funny.
And he's just like, yeah, well, you dressed up in blackface, and you said Roman Polanski is raped, but it wasn't rape, so it doesn't count.
Right.
Like, wow.
The best part, when I saw it, there was a video of a guy who was kind of commentating over it because that's yeah, everything on the internet.
That works.
But he played the clips of them talking about Joy Behar's fucking blackface, and they're all giggling about it. Like, ha, 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 ha. Well, she's part black anyway. Shoot.
Yeah.
The only one that was like, I think Raven Simone was fucking annoyed, but she's like, that's not cool.
It's not cool.
And Whoopi's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Look at the clothes I wear. I wear a giant garbage sack made of denim.
Hey.
That's what she wears.
Don't shit on Guinan.
I mean, that's the only thing she's ever done positive. She's
one of the greatest actresses of our time.
Is like, she?
Yeah. Look how dumb she is.
You're right. Sorry. I forgot.
She's so fucking... She might be one of the dumbest people on the planet, and yet...
But she is the wisest person on Star Trek.
And convincingly.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. This is impressive. I'm convinced Guinan is the smartest person in the universe.
And it was funny, too, because, like... Joy Behar was like, and he said all Mexicans are rapists. And he's like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. He said some. Well, yeah, he said some. Like, stop for a second and listen to what you're saying.
Yeah. Well,
like, and you wonder why people are like, maybe you're overreacting.
Well, this is a problem I had even all the way back with when Sarah Palin was running for vice president,
yeah,
and Tina Fey did her whole bit where she's like, oh, I can see Russia from my porch. And now everybody thinks that everybody's like, well, she said she can see Russia from my porch.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't say that. She said you can see Russia from land in Alaska, which is
fact.
Which is a fact. It's a true statement of fact, you dumb fucks.
Yeah.
So all of you people mocking her for it are retarded. Because she's smarter than you at fucking geography. And it was one of the geos.
Oh, that was the other thing about that. Excuse me. Sorry.
You're fine. Go on.
That was the other thing about that clip that really, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it starts with Meghan McCain talking about being raised and taught how to be, what's the opposite of somebody who sells out their constituents to the highest bidder? And the opposite of somebody who is just a garbage fucking person.
I don't know. I don't think that exists in politics, so there's no word for it.
Well, anyway, she's talking about having integrity and all this stuff, civility.
Integrity
and I'm
forms.
Like, integrity forms. And I'm like, of all the people, like, really, your dad taught you that stuff, huh? You think your dad, the big piece of shit fucking senator who sold us out to the telecoms?
Nah.
You know, took hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years from the telecoms.
Well, that's like, his integrity. He would never sell out the telecoms. Those are his constituents. My constituents!
Right.
My integrity!
I don't know. I thought that was fascinating.
You want to hear some emails?
Sure. We have emails?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's been 2 weeks, so we got 2 emails from the same person.
Damn it.
If you want to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Write in.
If anybody wants to write in and plug a book they're trying to sell on Amazon, maybe I'll buy a copy, but only if they write in to plug it. Otherwise, I won't know where it exists or how to buy it or how to tell anybody else where to buy it or what it's called or who it is.
Super big facts.
That's all I'm saying.
Big facts.
Mimsy says, hold on, it's loading. Fuck Androids. So I had a drafted email to you and my lame Android deleted it.
It wasn't your Android.
So I'm re-listening to your pod from a few weeks ago, the list one. That must be the one we were talking about.
Making a list episode and then we just made a list episode?
Yeah. I watched The Matrix for the first time this weekend.
Wow.
It held up. Boom. Your taste is bad.
It's not.
The movie is great. You're a fucking... You're brain damaged.
It's stupid.
Ever since the day you were
born. I know Kung Fu.
Such a good movie. The newest producers is amazing. The old one sucked. I have not seen either. Well, I've seen the original parts of it, but never all the way through, and I didn't watch the new one.
I tried watching the new one.
I do like Nathan Lane.
Yeah. He's I like Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I like Matthew Broderick. Right. Might have to check that out. Maybe. I do like the Springtime for Hitler song. That's just fucking funny.
Sure.
Even if the rest of the movie around it isn't good, that's funny.
Sure.
Finally got to see Blazing Saddles without someone misquoting it loudly before the actual quote. It's a solid movie. So we went to this thing years and years ago. We used to know this guy. I called Suit Guy because he always wore a three-piece suit even though he was unemployed. And he had a big projector set up in his backyard, and we had like movie night in his backyard.
Yeah.
And we watched Blazing Saddles and I think Django Unchained.
Yeah, Jesus.
But so Mimsy's sitting right next to this guy, and the whole time he's like quoting Blazing Saddles loudly.
It's the sheriff is near.
Yeah, but like fucking up the quotes every time. Like
sheriff's right there.
Yes, that kind of shit.
God.
Like, and laughing and like doing it just like to show off that he knows all the movie quotes, but getting them all wrong. And Mimsy had never seen it. So she's sitting right next to him while he's doing this. And I'm like, ugh. This is just embarrassing. I feel bad for her because this is how she experiences one of the funniest fucking movies ever made for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Just being ruined by this fucking loudmouth idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like had these other friends of his there. So he like pretended not to know all of the other people he invited because he like he was trying to look cool for these other people. I don't know. That was a weird dude. I stopped talking to him after that.
It's your best friend.
Yeah, and that was Colin.
I never wore a three-piece suit in my life, so definitely wasn't me.
And carried around an empty briefcase? Dude was weird.
Creepy.
Oh, and she's going to go on and tell the story. I ended up sitting next to the misquoter when I went to see Spaceballs at the Alamo in a weird coincidence. He made sure to read all the merchandise within the movie. God damn, that's annoying. I am so sorry for you. Alamo is a shithole. Don't go there.
She on a date with the guy?
No. No.
She likes Suit Guy?
No, nobody likes Suit Guy.
That's why you guys are hanging out with him.
Look.
Is it one of the weird Reddit people?
He was one of the weird Reddit people. Yes.
It's, again, like three of those people turned out to not be...
weirdos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all still weirdos.
I mean, don't judge me. I know I'm a weirdo. I lean into it.
Well, I don't count you.
You should. I'm the weirdest of them all.
Are you? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. God, put it away.
Exactly. Colin, you have complained about long movies and have said that's what make them bad. You definitely don't like slow burns. She's right.
I do like slow burns.
Until they're actually a slow burn. And then you're like, the movie's too long.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm talking about movies like The Avengers and all these action movies that are 2.5 hours long and don't fucking need to be.
Yeah, the problem with those movies isn't that they're long, though. It's that they're bad.
No! The problem with those movies is that they're too long.
Oh, okay, that's
they'd
a fair
be fine
point.
At 1.5 hours, and then they get to 2 hours, and you're like, I don't need 3 hours of fucking a bad Batman movie.
I just
movie.
Figured something out.
What?
The reason you love Amy Schumer movies so much.
Yeah, because they're 1.5 hours.
Because you don't actually care about what you're watching as
just
long
just
as...
how it, long I'm watching
just
it.
Just how long you're
yes,
watching it.
Exactly.
You're a fucking idiot.
I'm not an idiot. I don't want to waste more time. It's like
I don't want to waste time watching a decent movie. I'd rather waste 3 hours watching two bad movies. Colin McCarthy.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch 3 hours of two Adam Sandler movies than 3 hours of one decent Avengers movie. That's you. You're a fucking...
No, that's another problem. I think the last couple of Adam Sandler movies were almost 2 hours, too.
Okay, now on to Colin going to the zoo. Ghoul at the zoo sounds like brew at the zoo, too expensive for the experience. I've never been to brew at the zoo or ghoul at the zoo, but yeah.
It was...
You seemed mostly nonplussed by it.
Well, because I wanted to do things that were
closed.
No, they weren't closed that nobody else wanted to do because there's a bunch of shit for kids to go do.
Dumb.
The train is stupid expensive for a Met ride. Nice when it's hot as fuck outside. The Stingray Beach is the best part of the zoo. I don't think I went to the Stingray Beach when we went. I didn't know that was a... I'll have to go next time. Saw Hellraiser.
Ooh,
what a movie that is.
We have such signs to show
you. I want to know more about your Hellraiser opinions, and that's where you're going to leave it, is what a movie that is. I want to know what you thought about Hellraiser, because that movie is fucked up.
I couldn't fucking watch it.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was bad. Like,
ass.
Production quality is just fucking garbage in that movie.
Fucking mine. Seems like The Outer Worlds is well-liked. Ben is enjoying it. I'm going to probably pick that up when it's on Steam sale or whatever, because I don't pay full price for games.
Is that Fallout in space?
Basically, yeah. It looks real good.
Fallout Firefly, basically.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat.
That is all. Cheers, Mims. Thank you. That was a long one. And she sent in one more. That is not quite as long. A second email from Mimsy about those movies. Mother was weird as fuck. I couldn't finish it. It was too annoying. You were right to check out. Mother sucked. Don't watch Mother. It's a bad movie. It's a beautifully produced. If you want to watch a movie with production values,
nice.
Mother has it. If you want to watch a movie that isn't 2 hours long, well, skip Mother.
How long is Hellraiser?
Probably an hour and 20, hour and 30 minutes.
It's like a perfect movie.
Yeah. It's great. You should watch Hellraiser. I forgot about Pi. My ex, who had autism and is a serious mathematician, obsessed over that film. He told me I wouldn't understand it. There's nothing to understand. It's not real math. It's make-believe. It's all bullshit. It's a bad movie. And the guy who made it is a bad director.
You're so angry.
It's because you made me watch Pi.
It's a good movie.
And fucking what's his
great
shit?
Great soundtrack.
I forgot. Aaron Aronofsky.
Aronofsky.
Aronofsky is fucking... He sucks. He's a fucking hack. He makes bad movies for bad people. They're garbage.
Yeah, but you know what? They're probably all under 2 hours, so the good movies.
Mother is not under 2 hours.
Oh, that's right. That was him. Yeah, what? I wouldn't like that movie because it's 2 hours long.
You wouldn't like that movie because it's a bad movie.
No, fair enough.
Black Swan is good. You need to see Get Out. I saw Get Out. It was good.
But it wasn't.
It was. I just...
it was, but it wasn't.
Yeah, kind of.
I get it.
Like, it was kind of disappointing that, like, well, I really like the twist, but, like, this isn't... Like, it doesn't make sense with how these characters were behaving earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith is amazing. Best Star Wars movie. You know, at this point, I'm not even going to argue Star Wars movies because they're all bad, so whichever one you like is fine. You know?
Well, I mean, it's A New Hope. That's the best movie.
I mean, it's Empire, but it doesn't matter. They're all bad.
It's A New Hope. Empire was fucking terrible.
See? Every one of them is terrible, so it doesn't matter which one you like.
A New Hope would have been a great standalone movie.
All right.
I'd be fine with that movie of ending and never having a sequel.
All right.
Because it was not intended to have a sequel, and I think that's why the rest of them were as bad as they were.
Colin, your Facebook is very angsty, almost cringeworthy.
Angsty.
Angsty.
What do I post?
Angry, angsty posts that are whiny all the time. Let's go on Colin's Facebook. That is all. Cheers, Mims. Hold on. Let me find. Fuck. I don't have Facebook on this thing because I'm smart. I'll be right back. I'll go grab my other thing.
I have Facebook.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to see your own angst. You're going to be like, these are all reasonable posts. Searching for Colin. It's incredible anyone would vote the communist option.
Is that angsty?
It's pretty angsty.
I guess I don't know what angsty means.
Means, this one. Ready? Recently restored new Russian output.
What the fuck?
One of the output transformers was rewound. All capacitors replaced. Jesus, Colin. Why don't you cry into your cereal more?
I'm looking back through and my shit's all like comics and memes and music videos. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I do like that fucking you are vindicated on your vaping thing. Like, the news is all like, oh, it was THC! We just figured it out, guys!
Oh,
like,
my fucking God. Retarded.
Let's see here. Some...
It's all just fucking music and shit.
Anything with The Office is clearly angsty because The Office is bad for bad people.
Oh, and then this guy, Superhuman.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop. This is whoop, for whoop. My juggalos and juggalettes.
That whoop. Dude.
Whoop. I like how he just like loses energy every time. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
I watched like fucking 20 of his videos and they're all fucking hilarious.
Are they?
Yes.
I did not. I watched a couple of them like, man, we're just making fun of handicapped people now. This isn't cool.
Are you telling me that's fucking angsty?
No, that's the coolest thing ever drawn.
Right. There's nothing angsty about any of this. I don't get it.
Someday I'm going to give you the original for your birthday, but
that would be nice.
I haven't been able to part with it yet. I don't know why I haven't. I meant to give it to you like fucking years ago. So tell me when your birthday is. I'll fucking reframe it and wrap it up for
June
you.
June 2nd.
Okay.
I mean, I don't... I get like, I got this. Let's I'm going to play it through the microphone because it'll be worth it.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's get back to this player selection conversation, okay? Because I got some thoughts.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard, right? What?
Like, if it's me, I'm going Chase Utley 100% of the time. He's a power-hitting second baseman. Do you know how rare that is in the National League?
Well, yeah, and he's hot, which is, like, number one on my list. But I really like Ryan Howard.
Now, you're kissing Chase Utley, and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Okay. What is in this letter?
That's none of your business, all right? Just get it to Chase.
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley? Is that...
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay. That sounds good.
Pal around.
Read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase. Oh, shit. There's stickers. Yeah. My God. Oh, this is good. Yeah, you sure do.
I want to make it
you
pop.
You sure do. Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. Really. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. I love your hair. You run fast. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither. These are all things we can talk about and more. I know you have not been getting my letters because I know you would write back if you did. And I hope you write back this time and we get to be good friends. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.